Shopping for a Kluger? Visit three great Toyota locations today. Berwick, Pakenham and Cranbourne Toyota.
Kogan Mobile. Get started for just $4.90 for 30 days. KoganMobile.com.au/radio.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Great to have Kogan Mobile on board, just $4.90 for 30 days. And, of course, the people at Essendon BMW, you can visit Essendon BMW if you're in the market for a new BMW. All roads lead to Essendon BMW. Brett Phillips is with me here live at the Australian Open. And my sad story on the Australian side is Sam Stosur's departure, but she's had a great career.
No doubt. Yeah, singles done as of today, Dwayne. So she's gone down to the 10th seed, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova of Russia, who's had a terrific career inside the top 50, former junior world number one. Yeah, outclassed Sam today, 2-2. So doubles now. Well, she could go for a pretty deep run. Yep. Made the final here last year. Madison Inglis. She is in an arm wrestle at the moment against the young American Hayley Baptiste. Maddie took the first set 7-6, Baptiste 6-2 in the second. We're on serve in the third and deciding set out in the heat. I think they're out on 15-73 or court 3 at the moment. 3-2 for Inglis. If she can get through to a third round, it'll be a huge win to back up Chris O'Connell. And, of course, we've got the Demon to come very shortly. This one on Rod Laver Arena. I've got to do the post-match. I don't know which way it's going to go. It's fluctuating back and forth, Dwayne. Sabalenka is now going to come and serve for a 4-2 lead. She's already been broken in this game. She's got the towel over her head. She's had the serving yips all day. Double faults today for Arena Sabalenka, 17. And uncharted waters for Xinju Wang of China, ranked 100 in the world. She has played like a top 30 player today, but so often the case, we see the better player get on top. So that'll bring then Alex Demon or Red on court, and he's a huge favourite today. Kamil Majszak, the Polish player, has been ranked as high as 83. Hasn't played on too many big stages. Did make the third round of the US Open a couple of years ago, but gee, I like Demon in the first round. He'll relish coming out on centre court. Doesn't get too many opportunities to play here, and if he wins, he would play an unseeded player in the next round. So it really opens up the door for Alex to have his best run here at Melbourne Park.
Exciting times coming if the Demon can get to the second week, especially Ash Barty will get to the second week, we presume.
We hope so. We hope so. One game at a time. Well, I think Camilla Georgie, I'm fascinated about that matchup tomorrow. Georgie's...
You're worried about it, aren't you?
Well, when Georgie's on, my goodness, it's it's not coming back. If she absolutely nails her shots... What an interesting career she's had. She's actually, well, she's a lingerie model as well now as a tennis player. Her and her father were embroiled in all sorts of things years ago when people were trying to invest in her tennis and they didn't believe they got their investment and the money didn't come to them. She doesn't like doing any media, the most media-shy tennis player ever, but she absolutely clobbers the ball. I've never seen anyone hit the ball harder. So we'll wait and see. Interesting to see what that one's scheduled tomorrow as well. Ash would probably prefer to play during the day. They tend to go sort of night-day, yep, just to look after those who have got tickets to RLA.
So you think she might be on tomorrow night?
Possibly.
So those who've got night tickets tomorrow night might get the Ash Barty show?
Possibly. Or they may put her third up during the day. Yeah, I mean, Ash's wish will be...
Will the broadcaster ask for Ash at night?
I'd say so. Yeah, 7 o'clock, first up, prime time. So
it would seem not quite right to me if she didn't get prime time 7 o'clock tomorrow night, given that Nick's been given prime time tonight. Look, they can justify it and say, well, Daniil Medvedev's the second seed. He's been given prime time.
Yep.
Just happens to be playing Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, I think that would be the broadcaster's preference. They do tend to give the number one players a say as well. But, yeah, Ash loves getting out early and playing during the day, but I'd suggest it'd probably be night. She understands the whole mechanics of all that commercially.
And it wouldn't be a day here without some Novak Djokovic stories floating around. You don't know, well, what's the latest on the... Is he taking legal action? Is he not? Have you've been watching, you've been on court, so you probably haven't been following that one too closely.
Well, I did see a report that he's possibly looking to sue the Australian government for a very healthy sum, Dwayne, which would be about three times the amount that he'd win here if he had held the trophy in a fortnight's time. Yeah, you feel like this one's going to just go on for a little while. There's plenty of questions to be answered, and everyone's sort of throwing each other under the bus at the moment. So we'll see what the wash-up looks like. But it's not the end of this conversation, that's for sure.
So was it true that the players were a little upset, or some were a little upset, that so much publicity was going Novak's way and there wasn't enough talk about the tournament itself?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, certainly I think that built as we got closer to the Grand Slam. And now that the tennis is on, I think the players are appreciating that they're being asked tennis questions about their tennis rather than the whole focus being on Novak. But, you know, it was always going to steal certainly the headlines. I did notice that Alizia Cornet, who won earlier today against Muguruza, who's been on the tour a long time, she said, not enough of us has actually come out and supported Novak because he's always supported the players. So I think that tells us that, you know, Djokovic has got men and women combined. He has got support across the tour as one of the leading voices and an advocate for those down the pecking order to be paid more. So I think there's plenty of people who are on his side, but maybe haven't voiced it publicly.
Are you interviewing Sabalenka if she wins?
I am.
Okay.
She's great to interview, Arena. She'll.
What have you got? What's your first up? What are you going for?
Well, I don't know if I should touch on the double faults. What are they at 18? Maybe I should start on a positive. But she's pretty bubbly. Like, she's so intense now. Where I sit just courtside, she came in after the first set, which she lost 6-1, and you've got to sort of just, you know, security bring her in. Mm. And, oh, my goodness, you wouldn't run into her in a dark alley. She had her head of steam up, and she was fuming, absolutely fuming. But she plays with enormous passion, as we can hear her add on court the decibels. It makes Victoria Azarenka seem like a little choir girl, to be totally honest, a fellow Belarusian. But no, she's getting on top now, 4-2, and we'll keep it nice and positive. You know, there's always a bit of adversity for the champions, isn't it? To win a title, you've got to go through, you know, a little bit of pain to get there.
Including an interview or two with the courtside announcers who might not ask you the question you necessarily want to be answering.
Right.
I'll let you get out there. She's 4-2 up in this deciding third set. Brett Phillips, who'll be bringing you the Nick Kyrgios match tonight, and of course will be with us throughout tomorrow and the second week of the tournament. We'll take a quick break. Might sneak a call in. 1300 736 736 is the open line, brought to us by Werribee Kia. The full team's down at Werribee Kia. If you're in the market for a new or used car, they've got a huge used car showroom as well. Drop down and see David and Janan and Aid and Jim and the whole team at Werribee Kia. They'd love to see you and tell them we sent you. Back to wrap up next.